was going to be short term, or did you think that could wind up being longer?
It sounded like he was going to be healthy relatively quickly, so it was kind of a filler position. Tried to make the most of it.
Kind of had a tough. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Joe.
When you're in that position where you feel like you're in a fill-in, are you aware that every kick is like an audition for what comes next?
Absolutely. I mean, in this league, you're always building a resume for yourself, and that's the way, the approach that I took, and excited for what it's brought to me.
You kind of bounced around this year. You had the one game in New York, filling for Brown, filling for Boswell. Is this, you feel like you had three games here for? Is this an audition?
Yeah, I mean, I think any game's an audition, so I'm thankful for the opportunity. I have had a couple filling positions. I'm here to, perform at a high level, help this team win, and hopefully stick.
What's it like when you're going through the bouncing around process and some weeks you're at home or whatever? I mean, what do you do to keep yourself going, and is that a tough thing to deal with, sitting at home and watching on something?
I think the biggest thing is you just have to have a routine so you're productive. You know, you're constantly working out, kicking, and doing whatever you need to do to where you're ready whenever you do get the call, because that's not a good feeling when you feel unprepared. And, luckily, I never felt that way at all.
Did you ever have ever meet Nugent at all, talk to Nugent at all?
I have no relationship with him. I've never had the opportunity to meet him or speak to him.
How easy is it to show up and get into a rhythm with the snapper and holder? Is that a pretty easy thing to pick up as you go to a couple different places?
I think so. I mean, you got to take it very seriously. Once you get there, we'll have some operation out there at practice and go from there to where I know what they do, they know what I do, and we can all kind of mesh together.
The fact you got a 7-year long snapper and a 7-year punt, I mean, they've been together for 7 years, this snapper and holder, that's got to be helpful, I would think.
Absolutely. It's a good thing to have, guys with experience who've been here for a long time and show me the ropes a little bit as well.
Randy, what did the Bengals tell you coming in, just kind of what they expect out of you?
I need to come in here and make my kicks. I mean, that's my job description. That's what I plan on doing.
Have any kind of empathy for a guy like Nugent, who's had such a good career, then all of a sudden couldn't?
Yeah, I mean, you hate to see anybody lose their job. Unfortunately, there's only 32 for a specialist, so somebody's kind of got to struggle a little bit for you to get back in there. But I wish him all the best. He's done very well here.
What was your workout with the Bengals like a few weeks, months ago?
It went really well. I felt like I stood out, and I was hoping that at some point maybe I'd get an opportunity. It took a little longer than I expected, but more than anything, I'm here now, and I'm really excited.
Kind of get a shot at being an impact on the AFC North. You kicked great for Pittsburgh 2 weeks ago. Get a shot against them. It's kind of strange how things work, huh?
Yeah, it's always fun to have an opportunity to play against somebody who's released you. Whether it's recent or any other time.
Does this have a different feel? I mean, did you know going into Pittsburgh it was probably just a 1 or 2 week stopgap while he was hurt, whereas this could have some permanence?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they were very open with me when I was in Pittsburgh and said that, whenever he was healthy, he would kick. So my goal was to come in there, compete, do a good job, and hopefully land somewhere else.